I've come back to Colorado, and this may not be the last time you'll see me. I've come to ask you for your vote.
It was Barack Obama who said when he was running for president first time around that everybody knows politics is a contact sport. It certainly is. And boy, what a crazy election year this has been. Might end up being our closest presidential election in recent times. The polls pretty much show that this is a neck and neck race, even if Romney's a few points ahead in one, or Obama's a few points ahead in another. If you take all the polls and stretch them from sea to sea, the one thing is clear. Nothing is certain. Even if I tell you that Romney's lead is narrowing in the latest Gallup poll, what does that mean? He leads by 3 points. So is the election trending toward the president? Or is this just more of the peaks and the valleys that we see along the way when you take all of the polls that are out there and mash them together? Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight. We like to mix up all kinds of things here. Besides politics, we've got our Nail the Score context. It is like putting it in context. It is our contest that's coming up next. If you've never heard it, here's what happens. Our super computer will ultimately pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know squat about football. You just have to pick a side and tell me what you think the final score is going to be, and maybe you will be our winner. We had a winner the first time out, Dave in Vermont, looking for a second one. It's rare, but usually in a year where we have one, there's a good chance we could have another. So maybe that will be you if you get lucky. And there's no hard and fast rule on what the score could be. A lot of times it's pretty lopsided. Sometimes it's low. Sometimes it looks like prime numbers. So, in other words, pick whatever guess you want. Once you have that guess, you own it. That's coming up next. But before we get there, you know, the polls that I started talking about, Obama had a lead of 53% to 42% among the 17% of the people registered to vote who said they had already cast their vote. This was in the recent survey, the IBD TIP survey. That's what their poll showed. And then you've got the rolling poll, the Reuters Ipsos poll, has shown a tight race since shortly after the two had their first debate. Now, after the third and the last one on Monday, really most voters said they didn't change their mind, they didn't change their view on any of the candidates. The bottom line is this: he who has the most electoral votes wins, period. 270 is the number. So states that the president, who's the incumbent, won before, he would have to lose. He would have to lose Ohio, for example. That's a battleground state. If he didn't lose Ohio, he'd have to lose a combination of a lot of others to Mitt Romney, and that Mitt Romney would pick up, and that would make the difference. That would make Romney go over the top with the 270. So it is ultimately, no matter how we slice and dice this, about that electoral number. And whoever gets that electoral number is the winner. That's it. Because this is how we elect people in this country. It's not the popular vote. It's the electoral vote. So ultimately, that's what you're aiming for, to get those numbers. If those numbers come, then that's the big, then that will make the big difference for either one of them. And they know that. I mean, this is no mystery, no secret. This is how we've been doing it for a very long, long time. So 11 days left. 11 days left and $1 billion spent later. Who takes it? who knows? It depends on who you talk to. I had lunch with two people today who were quoting to me some MSNBC people. One of them was Chuck Todd, their political person. And they were saying that Dick Morris, who's been on the air with Fox for a while now, that part of the Clinton administration, remember? And Dick Morris says, oh, Romney, 10 points. Do you think, or do you think it'll be a ton closer than that if Romney wins? The Democrats did not expect this conversation to shift this way. They didn't expect that it was going to be this close. I think they were rather hoping for kind of a repeat performance from Obama. But you can't say hope and change anymore. The signs now, instead of hope and change, say forward. We're moving forward. We're leaving that behind. We're moving forward with our aspirations to add more jobs, all that kind of stuff. Which is why they're releasing these 20-page reports that are all souped up, glossy, nice, like they had just gone through the printing press at FedEx, and they're being handed out to the tune of like 3 million, something like that, to people on these campaign stops, and probably mostly at the states that are might be undecided is where they're going to pop up the most, right? So, in the end, is it he who has the best ads and gives the best last-minute stops? Is that what will push one of the two over the top? The RNC has a new ad that's come out that says, Big Bird, binders, bayonets. And that's what the text reads at one point. It says, it's time to talk about jobs. Because remember, Obama's mocked Romney over the Sesame Street character Big Bird after he said in their first debate that if he was elected, he would seek to get, you know, rid of government funding for PBS. So the RNC has this new internet ad that's Barack Obama painting him as kind of a hypocrite over some nasty campaigning. And they have this everywhere. I mean, I'm saying all over the internet. In fact, you might have already seen it. And it's getting some attention. The bayonet thing was the thing that came out of the last and third debate, that, you know, making a comment about the bayonets and the horses, and then it turns out in Afghanistan there really are bayonets and horses, even though that remark was a little bit twisted because he didn't say that there were none. However, it's just the rule of threes. Bird, binders, bayonets. It doesn't get any better than that, rather, for the Republicans. All right, to be sure, coming up in our next segment, we're going to be talking about politics of a different sort, the politics of coming up with a guess, because our computer, once Matt Johnson pulls it out, as he has been working out so that he can pull that computer, we've been talking about it, pull that computer down the hallway and let it fly. Once that happens, and the game of the week comes up, you're going to hit these numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Let's get some hot political opinions as we head out to Jeff in Missouri. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Recovering from the NLCS loss.
Oh, yeah, so sorry.
Yeah, what's even worse was seeing a Christmas ad during that game. I don't know what's worse, losing or seeing the ad that early.
The ad's pretty bad, too, though, I have to say. Ooh, Christmas already? Forget it.
Yeah, but one comment about the two things real quick. One is the Electoral College.
Uh-huh.
God, I hope that doesn't happen again. I don't care who it happens to. I don't want to see that repeat of 2000.
Yeah, where hanging chads and all that nonsense, yeah.
Yeah, where someone could win the popular vote but lose the electoral. I don't care if it's Obama. I don't care if it's Romney. I just don't want to see that again.
All right, amen. I second that.
And my other comment is about what this guy Murdoch said about the rape.
Yeah.
Everyone who knows, everyone with a half brain knows he was talking about the birth of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Not the rape. He was talking about God's will that the child was born, not that the rape happened.
I know, but unfortunately, Jeff, the way he said it, it didn't come out that way. You know, when you say things and you really mean them one way and you say that, so then it comes out like that, and that is raw meat. It's what I said. I said it's a hallelujah moment to the Democrats because they have it on tape. That's how he said it.
There are plenty of times Democrats have said stuff, but the media ignored it.
Well, I'll give you that. There are times where something hasn't been stepped on, and this was that's why I said this was a layup for the Dems. And I don't know, it could be, will it ultimately be that damaging to him that he wouldn't win the election? Right now it's kind of, it's tight there. They're clawing at each other.
But I'm sure you're familiar with AIC and stuff, and that's all kind of
right.
Settled, not over, but it's settled down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It settled down from when the legitimate rape comment came out originally, but he did have a powerful lead over Claire McCaskill before that, so he gave some of that back, and then, of course, he didn't get the money from the Karl Rove super PACs either. So, you know, you do. It's a sensitive thing. You got to be careful what you say, and you understand that because you start to... You got to be careful with the word rape. I mean, even most men get their hackles up when you say that, thinking of, you know, their wives, their girlfriends, yeah. their
but
sisters.
Even, I'm like, even you and I know what he was talking about.
Right. Yeah. It was what he said. It was how he said it. And then once it's like the bubble in the cartoon, once it's out there, then he looks like the idiot. It's too late. It's already out there. And it's done. It might not have been what he meant, and then he tried to explain it, and then that got worse. And so I think the problem was, you say what he said originally, that he was anti-abortion, and that's it. He was the one who, this time somebody wasn't trying to trap him with some trick question, which I thought it was that he just went on and started talking about throwing out other things, kind of like Aiken when he was in that interview and he started throwing out other things that got him to that question of rape and saying the thing about the legitimate rape that infuriated Republicans that had to just said, I'm distancing myself from that remark. All right, Bill in Memphis, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, how you doing, Kate?
I'm good, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, there's going to be an October surprise, and it's coming down right now by the Republicans. I don't know if you've heard, but this Benghazi thing has grown two pair of good, strong legs, and they're going to start running with it because there's been a mole, and they've leaked emails saying with specificity that they knew exactly when this thing happened because they had a drone overhead that was watching everything. It was a moment by moment thing, and they've lied not only from day one, they've lied from minute one. So this thing is if Mitt Romney plays it right, he will do the rope a dope as masterful as
Muhammad Ali
did.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm. He will do it as masterfully as Muhammad Ali did the rope a dope. This is the 15th round. He's coming off. He's surging, and it's going to be a 1-2 punch. They're gonna walk all over this thing with Benghazi, and they should, because the president lied, Hillary Clinton lied, Susan Rice lied, they all are liars. And then secondly, the Donald is gonna come through with the final knockout when he drops his bomb. So this is gonna be a beautiful October surprise via the Republicans.
Hey, we'll see if you're right, Bill, or not. The problem is, you know, when you start to say, well, they're all liars, you got to trace everything back. And how many times have we heard that before about various things that have happened in the government where, you know, we can point to even Watergate originally when that happened. We can look at a couple of other things that have almost sunk the battleship of a few presidents, but didn't. Who knew what, where, when, why, all that? That's why there was the pressure mounting for that. You are right about it. With Benghazi, they're leaking out some of that stuff, and it's disturbing, of course. But they got to really nail it shut if you're going to start finger pointing at every single person connected to Obama and say, hey, everybody's just lying. Then you got to have it. You have to have it there to really. Really slam it and nail it shut with them. The one thing's for sure, the story is not going anywhere. And we've got 11 days left before the election. The more things that drop, the more salacious things that can actually be proven, then, of course, the bigger that story will get. All right, without further ado, it is that time. Oh, yes, that time when we nail the score.
Thank you. for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
A lot of good games on the board this week. Who knows what it'll be? Matt Johnson, do the honors and let that computer fly. Oh, my. We're going to have to wait through the weekend because the game of the week is San Francisco and Arizona. If you've been paying attention, Arizona's 4-3, San Fran 5-2. You've seen some really incredible play at times with Arizona. And, of course, the same thing with San Francisco. I'm not necessarily shocked by Smith and what he's doing or Gore on the ground or any of that. And the same thing if you look back at some of the stud players for the Cardinals. But this is a good one. This is a good game. It should be tight. It's at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. I've been there. It's nothing to write home about, but this should be an interesting game.
I actually like their stadium.
Yeah, it's okay.
I think it's nice. They got tailgating all outside of it. I was there about 2 years ago.
They do, but it's rather warm there. I'm not a fan of that crazy humidity that they have had when I've been there in the desert. I guess that's the problem. Although I lived in Albuquerque and spent a ton of time in Phoenix, so maybe. The one thing I would say is the best is to go to spring training there. Oh, it's great. You know, that's the Cactus League. So if you ever want to see some fun baseball, that is a really, and it's a good time of year for the weather there. All right, naturally I'm digressing. So San Francisco and Arizona, this is a tough choice, but I'm going with San Francisco, so I'm not even going with the home team. I'm going to say the final score is 27-17, San Francisco. What do you say, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Coming back on the flip side, we'll take those calls, plus we'll find out what Matt thinks. You get the numbers. Get locked and loaded on this. 855-266-KATE,
855-266-5283. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Arizona hosting San Francisco Monday night game. Who do you choose in this one? A lot of people are picking San Francisco. I chose San Francisco to win 27-17. Who do you like? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to go to the calls in a second, but first, Matt, who do you like in this game?
I'll go with the home team and go with a little bit of an upset, in my opinion. I'll take the Cardinals. Let's do 27-21. Oh, wait, no, 27-20. There we go.
27-20. Okay, so Matt, 27-20. All right. How about Danny in Mississippi? Danny, what do you say?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, who do you like, Arizona or San Francisco?
Well, I like Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, and what's the final score going to be?
The final score is going to be 21-7.
Yeah, I like that. So, boy, that's a complete opposite of mine. 21-7, that means major defense. You know, Danny, good luck with that. Who knows? It certainly could happen. There is a hometown factor. Matt's pointing to that. And maybe the defense is really there for them in the end. And that's what counts. You know, hey, a few misses, a few balls bouncing in the wrong direction, and that could happen, although I doubt it. I can't imagine it's just going to be 7. That's why I said 27-17. Plus, I said San Francisco. I think San Francisco is going to just stick it to the Cardinals. I do. They're just going to stick it to them. By the way, because of the lawns, more lawns and more pools, that's why there's a little bit more humidity in Phoenix, because Jake sent me something about humidity, ? As I spent a bunch of time in Phoenix, and it, you know, they always talk about the dry heat thing, and yes, they have dry heat and decent weather a lot of times, but they have also started to get humidity. Ooh, I don't like humidity at all. Rick in Illinois, howdy.
Hello.
Hey.
Palin, Palin time.
It is. What do you think the score is going to be?
I got San Francisco 17, Arizona 21.
Okay, Arizona 21-17. 21-17. Oh, you own that score. So very good. Another vote for Arizona. So far I'm standing on the island by myself, Rick, when it comes to San Fran. We'll see.
Yeah.
You could be right. You could be right. Two hands on the wheel. Thanks for the call. You can also send us an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in, as long as it's in by the top of the hour. Or you can jingle the digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. Luke in Illinois. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Luke, what do you think?
I think it's going to be 49ers 24-10.
24-10. Woohoo! We're playing on the same side, Luke. You are,
yep.
I think you're right. I think, like I, the reason I said, I think San Francisco is going to stick it to them, especially if people are picking Arizona and pumping them up, then that's going to set them up for the fall. And I think, Luke, you and I be on the right side of this one, and maybe you will nail the score. If you want to nail the score, like Luke just tried to do, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But now you know this is a Monday night game, after all. So it's not, you probably were hoping for a Sunday night game, but it's not. It's Monday night. The San Francisco 49ers are in the driver's seat in the NFC West. So they don't want to lose this one. And they, after getting hammered by the Giants in week six and then getting back on track with a crazy win over Seattle because that score was so low, 13-6, and Frank Gore having a great game against the Seahawks, they're hoping, they being the team, they can continue that trend. And if they can do that, then they can pull away with the win. I think it's an interesting matchup between these two. I think we're gonna see a decent game, at least probably in the first half, and then we'll see what happens if somebody ultimately pulls away or it stays close the whole way through. How about Peter listening to us in the great state of Connecticut? Hello, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What do you say, Pete? Thanks for hanging in late. Who do you like? Do you like Arizona or San Fran like me?
Arizona, 24, San Fran,
17. 24-17. Peter, you own that score.
Okay.
Go back to bed.
Have a good night.
You too. He has that Kate voice. When somebody calls me at like 6 in the morning, hello, I sound like Demi Moore. And they think that they've called somebody else. Susan is listening to us in Kansas. Hey, Susan, how are you?
I'm good.
Susan, I'm glad to hear from you.
I'm going to say just the opposite of what you said. 27-17, but the opposite team, Arizona.
27-17,
yeah.
Arizona. Okay, we are circling that score. So many of you have called in about Arizona. Susan, watch the game and see if you win.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Got a few emails. I will definitely hit the emails. Don't worry, you're not going to be left out. There, it's easy. I keep giving out AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in, and say your guess, and pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Dave in Missouri, you now have the floor. Hi, Dave. Let's see, Dave, can you hear me? My fault.
17.
Say that again.
I'm going to take Arizona, 24-17.
Let me make. Oh, wait a second. Somebody's already got that. Rick in Illinois. So you got to change this.
Okay.
Well, wait a second. 24-17.
Yeah.
The Peter in Connecticut just picked that. So you can pick Arizona.
Right.
You just got to change the score.
Okay, I'll take 24-10.
Do 24-10. That's pretty good because Luke in Illinois has the 49ers 24-10. So but you have the opposite side. That makes it pretty interesting. So Arizona 24-10. May the best man win. We'll see who wins that one. I know you'll be watching. And, you know, I looked at the games ahead of time. I was looking at what was on the board. And it's been a weird season. It seems like every year we say that, but it really has been a very strange season. Some of the teams I would not have predicted would have been where they are right now. And others, I'm flabbergasted at just how terrible, I mean, just how awful they are. The Giants won the Super Bowl, so, okay, give them some cred. They're 5-2. They're playing the Dallas Cowboys, which normally, and this is at Cowboys Stadium, would be they're so up for this game, and the Cowboys, I'm sure, are, because if they win, they would pick up their fourth win, and they're absolutely in the middle of the hunt. But the Cowboys have had some key injuries, and they're really strange to watch, the games that they've lost, how disorganized they are. You think, is this the same team I was watching before? Or how about Atlanta? Atlanta, no doubt with Matt Ryan, they have a great quarterback. But Atlanta 6-0, the Jets 3-4. Carolina 1-5. And then our Thursday night game is Tampa and Minnesota. And Minnesota is hosting. So they have a chance to pick up their sixth win on the Thursday night game. And I'd say my two favorites on the board are Tampa and Minnesota. And then the one that closes them out on Monday, San Francisco and Arizona. But I already know what I think. I want to know what you think. Just the scoring guesses. Doesn't have to be some long-winded explanation. It's just a guess. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to go to a couple of guesses quickly and get them in here. There's one from Bobby B, and Bobby B says, yo, 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 nailing the score. San Fran wins this one. And I think the final score is going to be 35-10. Ooh, 35-10. You might have a guess. We've got more coming in through the email. Make sure we get that too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. I love doing this nail the score thing. I do. It's I don't know why. I like it because it's random and you can make a guess and maybe we're going to have another winner. In fact, speaking of another winner, Dave in Vermont sent in his guess and his package is on the way. It's taken forever because there were some things that I was waiting to get to put in the package instead of mailing it in pieces. So I love what he says at the end. Can't wait to see what I got in that prize pack, just a reminder of where to send it. And he says, because I said you got to call us when you get it, so he's going to call us on the air. San Francisco wins 37-27. Wow, that is high scoring, Dave. 37-27.
That's a pretty high score.
I was going to say that.
Like two, I think they're the top five defenses, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're close.
Yes, I thought even your guess and mine were a little high, but still doable. 27, 27-17, 27-20, we were on the opposite sides. But, yes, the defenses for both teams, you statistically you look at them. But, you know, it's a paralysis by overanalysis, and who's to say there have been
tell
some
me about it. Look at my fantasy team. I overthink the hell out of that.
I know. I have a pool that I'm in with these freaks from North Carolina. I say freaks because I think it's a conspiracy that we're all triangle brains, and they got me hooked into this. And it's hard. And this is just straight up picking. Last week I had 11 right. I did not win. Somebody had 13. 11. How do you beat that?
That's for my input.
Yes, it's ridiculous. And I have fantasy too, and fantasy, I'm just smudged in the middle. I'm like a C student. I hate that.
I have the worst team right now. It was the draft went all right, and then ever since then, it's just all downhill. I mean, I am starting. I'm going through the recycling bin to pick up receivers and running backs right now. It's so negative. It's so negative.
Who's your quarterback?
Tom Brady. That's the one, place I'm set at quarterback. And I had Jimmy Graham at tight end. He got hurt last week, but he should be fine this week. But other than that, I mean, I got those two guys, and then it's just a wash of marginal players and underperforming players. It's like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, who decided that he was going to stop getting in the end zone. Hakeem Nicks, who decided to quit playing.
Oh, Hakeem would have been a great pick in the beginning of the year.
And the thing that hurts me the most, and like I get depressed about it, is I was looking at Victor Cruz and Hakeem Nicks. I had both of them available on the board, and I was deciding which one to take. And I was like, well, Cruz will probably be more consistent, but Nicks is, you know, the better receiver. And he'll get in the end zone more, so I went with him. Should have stuck with consistency because Knicks can't get on the field for the second year in a row, and it's all negative.
Oh, that's bad because you know you're just out of it.
Yeah,
and I mean, out of it.
Yeah, it's just no good right now.
It's no good right now. All right, so I know how Matt feels, although I'm more in the middle of the pack. I'm not in the basement, but that's just as bad because there's not very much room to crawl all the way up to the top.
At least my real football team, the Vikings, is winning, because if they weren't winning and my fantasy team wasn't winning, I just have to root against the Packers all year or something like that. I don't even know what I would do with myself.
Yeah, exactly. And the Minnesota Vikings actually have been a really fun team to watch because that's absolutely one of the teams.
Thursday night, baby.
Yeah, not talked about. You look at Sports Illustrated, look at any of the preseason magazines where they gave predictions, Pete King and everybody else on what they thought was going to happen, and nobody thought Minnesota was going to be like this.
You should get to a TV that has NFL Network tomorrow night and watch the best player in the NFL, Percy Harvin. He is outstanding, and I would not be surprised if he won the MVP this year because he is just putting up all sorts of all-purpose yardage, kickoff return touchdowns, receiving, running the ball out of the backfield. He's crazy, and our defense is good, and a little shaky as far as Christian Ponder at quarterback, but I'm hoping he pulls through and puts together a good performance against Tampa.
Yeah, he's hanging in there anyway. All right, so if you want to jump on this action, you got to hurry up and get in. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The guesses are kind of all over the board in a way. I said San Francisco. Very few of you agreed with me. Luke in Illinois did. Dave in Vermont had San Francisco. Luke's guess was 24-10. Mine was 27-17. Dave in Vermont, I just mentioned, 37-27. Then you have Danny in Mississippi, Arizona, 21-7. Who knows? Here's a couple more guesses. You can send them to me also, americatonight.net. John Miller, I like that, John Miller. John Miller says San Francisco wins this. The final score is going to be 35-21. Wow, another one kind of high, 35-21. Scott, listening to us in Vermont, it must be because it says Scott in Vermont. Scott in Vermont, on that great station, WVMT. Scott says, I think that Arizona wins this, home crowd and all that kind of good stuff. The final score is going to be 14-7. Oof. So that's the complete opposite. But, you know, look, there certainly have been scores like that one, low-scoring affairs, where you almost feel like you're looking at a baseball score. The NFL, in predicting, know, in predicting some of the scores of the of these games, what you would think would happen, and you think you're going to get some blowout numbers, because, you know, usually in the last game, if you're in a pool, they'll ask you for the Monday night, the combination, what the score would be. But we have seen some really low-scoring games. I mean, when you're getting, you know, the 16-15s and 14-6, forget it. That, I mean, that means defense, mistakes, defense, not scoring in the red zone, and not using every single quarter, I think, to the advantage, because what's going on? Or you just run up against a very, very good team and injuries. No coach likes to use the excuse of injuries, but they will have to talk about the injuries when they've had really bad ones, significant ones, because they know everybody else has to deal with the possibility of injuries as well. Normally, this could be a pretty big one, and we didn't have our computer didn't pick this one either, but the New York Jets hosting Miami. The Jets are 3-4. Miami is 3-3. So for Sanchez, it's a big one because you're playing in front of the crowds in New Jersey, and you need to turn that corner and get to at least 500. So if they could even it up at 4-4, that'd be much better for the crazy, rabid Jet fans.
You know what's a crazy thought is that at the beginning of the year, if you looked at the Dolphins and the Jets and their quarterback situations, you would say the Jets have a better stable and probably a more, well, stable position.
Yeah, with who they have.
Right, because they got Sanchez and then
Tebow.
You have Tebow backing him up. You go on the Dolphins, they had Byron Leftwich, but you didn't know if he was going to be able to play. Matt Moore, who's kind of all over the place, career backup. And then this converted college receiver quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. And all of a sudden, Tannehill is blowing up, and he is opening a lot of people's eyes, in my mind, and especially mine, because I was pretty down when the Dolphins took him. I was like, what are they doing taking this kid in the first round
yeah.
that high?
Yeah,
and
no kidding.
He's lighting
he's
it on fire.
Stud.
I mean,
yeah.
If it wasn't for RG3 and Andrew Luck, obviously those guys are the premier names at the position as far as rookies go.
He would have been higher.
He's doing about as well
yeah.
as like Andy Dalton did last year.
Yeah, and he may, that's a good observation, he may develop into, I don't want to say the next Dan Marino, but somebody to be hopeful, give hope to the people in
They haven't had
Miami.
Anybody since Marino.
That's the problem.
Starting that position more than like
no.
3 years, I don't think.
No. The carousel of quarterbacks and coaches, that's been the biggest problem for the Dolphins. All right, a few more people have emailed me, and I see that somebody's calling in. Don't worry, we'll get all of that before the top of the hour. Good luck to everyone who tried to nail the score.
Jay Fiedler, Ray Lucas, just some names I'll throw out
there. Oh, yeah.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.